So welcome to Graduation Sunday. My name is David Herbert. I'm the youth minister here. And as we get started, today we are celebrating the different graduates that we have here at this church. As far as I know, of the people that have told me, we have three graduates from high school, and we actually have two graduates from college. So we're going to be celebrating them today. And one way that we have been doing this up until right now is we've been doing a thing called Adopt a Graduate. I have the sign up back in the back. With the three graduates of high school, we want to adopt them. And what I mean by that is this. If you take this challenge, if you sign up back in the back or talk to me, you are committing to, one, pray for them for an entire year. Two, you're saying that once a month from May until August of next year, you'll send them an encouraging note one time a month. Now, that encouraging note, it doesn't have to be completely a handwritten note telling exactly how your day is, everything like that. You could actually just go buy a card, put praying for you, and send it off. That's okay. So you'll be doing that once a month, and I will actually be sending you things that you can pray for the kids about each month. The other thing that you're going to be doing is, four times throughout the year, you'll be sending them a care package. Now, the care package can be anything that you want to do. Homemade cookies, homemade brownies, a gift card for gas, anything like that. And you can actually send it inside the card you send, too. So that's what the Adopt a Graduate is. And we have three graduates that are for high school that we're doing this for. We're doing it for Jaden Lehowski, right here. We're doing it for Jordan Corman. Raise your hand, Jordan. There's Jordan. Did Justin leave, or is he sitting in the back there? We have Justin Borntrager that's back in the back. So, graduates, you did it. You made it through 12 years of high school, and in there, you faced some very real challenges. Yes, it's more than 12 years. It's 12 years of school altogether, not just high school. They weren't held back that many times, all right? But the thing is, you guys have turned out all right. In fact, you guys have turned out pretty great. You've learned a lot from many leaders, including your parents, that God has given you. You've become role models for many of the younger ones who look up to you. And some of you have even become teachers yourselves. Now, you should recognize the power of your influence and step up in a place of leadership by being always a learner and continuing to look for wisdom. And as speaking about teachers, there was a school teacher who injured his back during the summertime. And because of this, he had to wear a plaster cast all around the upper part of his torso. He had to do this for weeks. And during that time, he actually ended up going back to school, and he was transferred to a different school, which was actually the worst school in the whole district. And as he went there on his first day of school, still with this cast under his shirt, which he could actually wear a shirt and it was not noticeable at all. No one knew that he had this on there. And on his first day of school, he found himself assigned to the toughest class full of undisciplined kids in this entire school, in the worst school in the district. So his first day of school, he walked confidently in there into this rowdy classroom, and he opened the window as wide as possible, and he sat down at his desk and started busying himself with work. Now, while he's sitting there, a strong breeze blew, and his tie flapped up. So not thinking anything of it, grabbed the tie, put it down, took a stapler, and wham! He never had any problem with any of his kids after that. Guys, I think I need to try that in youth group sometime. See, kids, you've earned some respect. You've sharpened your edge. But don't fly off the handle. There are a few things that you can still learn. Today, like I said, we're going to be spending time honoring our graduates. But before I get into that direction, I want to thank the real heroes here in this room. So please stand up if you're responsible for one of these graduates. If you're a parent, a guardian, and or a parent figure in one or more of these graduates' lives, please stand up. get up. And stay standing, stay standing. Please stand up if you are a grandparent of one or more of these graduates. Stay standing. Please stand up if you have had, at any time in the last 18 years, volunteered with children or youth in any capacity at this church. So if you've rocked a baby in nursery, chaperoned a trip, taught Sunday school, ran a small group, feared for your life in youth group, whatever your area of service, if you've volunteered with kids in this church of any age, please stand up. So, first off, thank you guys for everything. Please keep standing, Mom. Thank you guys for your service. But I think that you guys have all heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child. I think the amount of people that are standing right now proves that point. So thank you. Thank you again. You may be seated. We're so incredibly blessed to have these graduates. Now, as far as I know, like I said, we have three that are graduating high school and two that are graduating college. And now I've asked these students, these graduates, some very hard-hitting questions. Questions that really made them think. And I'd love to share them with you. So first, we have our high school graduates. We have Justin Borntrager, we have Jaden Luhowski, and we have Jordan Corman. And first, we have Justin Borntrager. Get up here. And I think we need to start some pictures. Go ahead and click. There we go. Isn't he so cute? Go to the next one. Oh, he's so, so, so cute. Couple more. Now that is classic, Justin. And I think that's the same shirt and pants, too. So, that was 3 weeks ago. Okay. So, this is Justin. Justin is the son of Kurt and Sherry Borntrager and is graduating from South Dearborn High School and plans to go to Ohio Technical College after summer. Ready for these hard-hitting questions? We got this for you. Ready? Between cookies and brownies, Justin likes brownies. Between Starbucks and Dairy Queen, he likes Dairy Queen. His favorite food is tacos. His favorite fast food restaurant is McDonald's. Eh. His favorite candies are Cadbury eggs or Reese's peanut butter cups. And his favorite drink, Mountain Dew. I think you have your grandpa to blame for that, right?
Yeah.
So, Justin Borntrager, stay up here.
What?
You gotta stay up here, everybody. Nope, stand right there. Stand right there. Stand right there. Next, we have Jordan Corman. You can switch to the pictures now, Justin. That is a nice ice cream, I gotta say. Oh, you're so cute. Think there's one more possibly? There we go, yeah. Last one. So, this is Jordan Corman. He is the son of Dave and Donna Corman and Greg and Patricia Marks and is graduating from Butler Tech. After graduation, Jordan plans to go work full-time doing construction, correct? And between cookies and brownies, okay, big questions again, Jordan likes cookies. Between Starbucks and Dairy Queen, he likes Starbucks. His favorite food is Alfredo noodles. His favorite fast food restaurant is Chick-fil-A. His favorite candy is dark chocolate. You got to watch that heart, I know. And his favorite drink is either NOS or Monster Energy drinks. Jordan Gordon, everyone. And last but certainly not least, we have Jaden Luhowski. Come on up here, Jaden. Oh, look at these. Keep going. Let's see them some more. He loves sports. I do know that. So I got basketball, baseball, football. We got everything in there. Ask her. Let's go to the next one. There we go. All right. And so for your hard-hitting questions, this is Jaden Luhowski. He's the son of Sean and Bowman and is graduating from Cooper High School. After graduating, Jaden plans on going into the workforce, but he's going to kind of bounce around a few places. He's actually going to be going and working for his dad, correct?
Stepdad,
I'm sorry.
At the airport,
fueling planes. He's going to do that for a little bit, kind of see where he wants to go after that. So, again, these hard-hitting questions. Between cookies and brownies, Jaden is a brownie man. Between Starbucks and Dairy Queen, he likes Dairy Queen. His favorite food is fried chicken or mac and cheese. His favorite fast food restaurant is Chipotle. I knew I loved you. Good job. I love that. His favorite candy is either Skittles or mini M&Ms. Got to have the small ones. And his favorite drink is Baja Blast Mountain Dew. I don't know what it is about energy drinks and caffeine. I think that's what they're fueled on, right? All right. Give it up for our high school graduates. So for you guys, you guys can have a seat. We also have two ladies that have graduated college. We have one that's here and we have one that's not. We have Kylie Sovereign and we have Louisa Anderson Gunther. So Louisa, you can stay there for right now, but you are going to be coming up here. So first we have Kylie Sovereign, who again is not here, but we do have a picture. There we go. So Kylie Sovereign is the daughter of Chris and Kim Sovereign and is graduating from Florida State University. After graduating, Kylie plans on going to medical school to study neonatology. Got that? All right, there. Between cookies and brownies, got to do it with them too. Kylie likes cookies. Between Starbucks and Dairy Queen, she likes Dairy Queen. Her favorite food is mac and cheese. Her favorite fast food restaurant is Taco Bell. Her favorite candy is caramel creams. And her favorite drink is water. She's not here, but give it up for her. And last but certainly not least, we have Louisa Anderson Gunther. Come on up. So, Louisa Anderson Gunther is the daughter of Larry and Patty Anderson and is graduating from University of Cincinnati. Can I get her picture up? See, she graduated with the MRS degree. Misses for anybody that didn't catch that. There you go. So she graduated from the University of Cincinnati College of DAAP. What does that stand for?
Design, Art, Architecture, and Planning.
Design, Art, Architecture, and Planning. And Louisa has started a full-time job after graduation at iReport Source. What are you going to be doing there?
UX design.
UX design. Yep. You can ask her what that is because I really don't know. Between cookies and brownies, Louisa likes brownies. Between Starbucks and Dairy Queen, she likes Starbucks. And her favorite food is ice cream mochi. Now, you got to explain this. Ice cream mochi. What is ice cream mochi?
It's like ice cream and then it's covered in
It's a small little dough.
Yeah.
I've had them once. I've never been able to find them again.
They're in the grocery store.
All right. Her favorite fast food restaurant is Chick-fil-A. Her favorite candy is Skittles. And her favorite drink is apple juice. All right, so everybody give it up for Louisa. Thank you very much. You can go see. So again, let's give a big hand for all of our graduates today. So please join me in prayer. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you for all your blessings. Thank you for all your love, your grace, your mercy, Lord. Lord, I thank you for these graduates. I thank you that they are able to be here serving you, worshiping and loving you, Lord. Lord, I pray that as they continue on their journeys, that they continue to be guided and led by you and that you just lead them in whatever you would have them do in their lives, Lord. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So a long time ago, there was a man called St. Lucian, a man who was very persecuted for his faith. And he was kind of an odd duck. So as the story goes, and it is said that he was asked by his persecutors, of what country are you from? He said, I am a Christian. What is your occupation? I am a Christian. Of what family? I am a Christian. So let me ask you a question. Do you treasure your relationship with Christ above all other relationships? Is Jesus more important to you than anything else? You know, for some, I realize this is a very tough question. I realize that not only for the graduates here, but for all young people, you are all at an age where everything moves and changes very, very fast. You know, tons of things are important to you, and it's hard to say from day to day which one ranks highest. You know, today, some of you may be thinking about the end of school and graduation. Tomorrow, you may be thinking about college and the future. The next day, you might be thinking about a job. The next day after that, you might be thinking about a girlfriend or a boyfriend. That's the things on your mind. Another day, you might be thinking about that new car that you want to buy. Before you realize it, Jesus has taken a back seat in your life. And everything else seems to have your attention more than Jesus does. And don't for a second believe that the adults in here aren't doing the same thing. Today, you may be thinking about our jobs. Later, we may be thinking about, you know, fishing, shopping, or what TV show or movie is on, or how much sleep we're going to get, right? Tomorrow, it may be all about things that you have at your house that you need to do. You know, those honey-do lists. We may even be thinking of how we're going to pay for our children's graduation. And if we aren't careful, we can push Jesus out of our busy lives. You know, crowding Jesus out of your life is being disloyal to your faith. But there's a deeper disloyalty that I want to talk to you guys about today. What I want to talk to you about is when you as a young person, you as a graduate, or you as an adult become so distracted that you're willing to trade in the riches of your faith for a bowl of artificial and momentary happiness. You know, in the scriptures, in Genesis chapter 25, starting with verse 19, we see that Esau did the exact same thing that we're talking about today. He traded in the riches of his heritage for a bowl of artificial and momentary happiness. It says this, one day Esau came home from a big safari hunt when he got home, he found Jacob brewing some of his famous homemade lentil stew. Now, Esau was so hungry from this hunt that he sat down and he was willing to trade anything for a hot meal. He was so convinced that he had to have something to eat or he would die. You guys ever heard someone say, you know, Mom, Dad, I've got to have this or I'm going to die. Or I just can't do without it. You know, I've got to get it no matter what I have to give up or no matter what it will cost. I have to have that thing, that newest, that best thing. Esau did just like a lot of people do today. He thought with his belly. Instead of thinking with his head, he let his passion or desire control his actions. So you may ask, well, what did he trade? What did Esau give up for this hot bowl of lentil soup? Well, he traded his birthright. Now, you and me, we may be thinking that this doesn't seem like such a big deal. But a birthright, which was the inheritance to the eldest son, was a very big thing back in the Bible. The birthright was the privilege given to the firstborn son of the family. The eldest son succeeded to his father's rank and position as head of the family or the tribe. He became the leader after the death of his father. He also inherited a double portion of his father's property. Now Esau traded all of that privilege that comes with being the eldest son, that was his inheritance, for a short-lived moment of pleasure. Pleasure seemed much more important to him than anything else. The moral of the story is you and I better check out what's really important before we make any hasty deals. You see, when Esau pigged out on Jacob's famous soup, he was making a decision that would affect him for the rest of his life. So as you graduate and leave the grades that you're in now, I want you to know that the devil and the world have a similar stew cooking up for you. If you allow your appetite to get strong enough for the pleasures of this world, you'll be tempted to cash in the riches and fullness of Christ for a morsel of temporary happiness. You know, there's a lot of men and women out there, as well as adults, who are trading in their inheritance, their faith, their principles that they were taught. They're trading it all in for just a taste of the devil and the world's stew. It looks good. It smells good. Putting your tongue to the tip of the spoon for just a sip lets you know that it tastes good. But don't be deceived. If it may taste good going down, but eventually it's going to sour. It's going to spoil. Maybe not immediately, but eventually it will. Don't trade your faith. Don't trade your inheritance just for a moment of the devil or the world's pleasure. Now, as most of you guys know in here, and especially those in youth group, and yeah, I'm talking to you, Kylie, and I'm talking to you, Brendan, who are talking to each other. Hi, guys. See, it's just like youth group. I call you out. As you guys know, I'm a blunt person. I call it as it is. And this is it. There are women who have given up their virginity and messed up their inheritance for a moment of passion. It's not worth it. There are young men who have also surrendered their virginity and messed up their future because now they have a child that they have to raise and possibly a wife to support. In the process, they messed up their inheritance only to satisfy their desires for a moment of pleasure. It's not worth it. Many young men and women have given up their future of happiness for a moment of pleasure by drinking alcohol or taking drugs. They've messed up their inheritance. It's not worth it. Adults have done the same thing. Men have messed up their inheritance for a moment of pleasure in pornography. Women and men have messed up their inheritance because their husband or wives just aren't showing them enough affection, so they end up finding it somewhere else. They've messed up their inheritance for a moment of passion. It's not worth it. Many adults have messed up their inheritance because of the pleasure money seemingly brings them. They've given themselves to making money at any cost in order to enjoy the pleasurable things of life. It's not worth it. As you guys and girls graduate, and as each one of you young people go on with your life, don't forget your inheritance. In Jesus, you have a wealth and an eternal blessing being stored up for you. With Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you have a promise of sharing the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. As you graduate and you begin a new life, the temptation to partake the devil's stew will be greater than ever before. The more you try to live by the principles that you've been taught, the more tempted you'll be to mess with your inheritance. You won't have mom or dad to keep such a close watch on you, to monitor you, to monitor your moves and your actions. But I plead with you, don't forget the inheritance you have in the Lord. It's yours. If you don't trade it in. One of the truest followers of Jesus was the Apostle Paul. He stayed loyal through even the most awful circumstances. And at the end of his life, he sat in a lonely prison, waiting to be beheaded. And he wrote these words. Should be on the screen. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Notice what Paul says in this. I have kept the faith. That means he didn't sell out. At the lowest moments of his life, he would not swap the splendor of being a Christian for a second's worth of the devil's lentil soup. Paul had been promised an inheritance, and he was not willing to give it up for anything. Face your fears. Forget your failures. Follow your faith. And just as St. Lucian, as I mentioned in the very beginning, I pray when someone asks you of what country you are, I am a Christian. Of what occupation? I am a Christian. What is your name? I am a Christian. And I pray that people will see you as an odd bird. Let's pray. Lord, again, you are incredible. The way that you are in with us in every aspect of our lives, Lord, I'm in awe of you. Lord, right now, I pray for these graduates. I pray for these young people. I pray for these adults. I pray that as they live their lives, as they go on with their lives throughout their weeks, their months, their years, their new journeys, that you are there to guide them and that they are there to listen to you. Lord, show them your path. Show them the way that you would have them go. In every aspect of our lives, Lord, I pray that we ask you what you would have us do. I know it's cliche. I know that it was made into a big thing a long time ago. But the bracelet, what would Jesus do? Lord, I pray each and every one in here asks themselves every single day and every single question, what would you do? Because that's the only way to live. Lord, help us to remember our inheritance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.